Well, now to street gangs, drug dealing, and the LAPD on the big screen. Those ingredients are so common to police thrillers, it's hard to imagine a filmmaker coming up with a fresh take. But David Ayer keeps trying. He wrote the Oscar-winning movie Training Day, and now he's written and directed another, his fifth film, dealing with cops and cartels. It's called End of Watch, and Bob Mondello has our review.
Brian Taylor and his best buddy Mike Zavala are beat cops who patrol the streets of South Los Angeles with one extra piece of equipment in their patrol car, a camcorder. Taylor is taking a film class and breaking department rules by documenting their days, which mostly go like this.
Dude, are you going to hook up with a Mexican girl?
You're trying to hook me up with them, dude.
You should marry one of my cousins.
If they're anything like you, I wouldn't be able to stand an hour with them. Waking up in the morning, they'd be like,
hey, can I tell you a story?
I know.
Here's a story about this, and a story about that, and a story about this, a story about that.
It's better than like, hey, do you know the new kind of flavored coffee I have? The baristas are excellent.
You like coffee, dude.
Played by Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena, these are good guys, good cops, dealing daily with all kinds of horrors, from missing kids to human trafficking.
What are we looking for again?
Dope, money, and guns.
And somehow staying unwarped, professional, and decent. This should not be a remarkable story, but in Hollywood, where cops are mostly considered interesting when they go rogue, it kind of is. Yes, these guys are cocky and pumped up, those badges on their chests a power trip, but also a responsibility that they take seriously. Taylor and Zavala are street, in the words of one of the gangbangers they deal with, meaning worthy of trust, which does not protect them when they make decisions above their pay grade.
We're all good, bro! They're sending the cavalry, they're sending the whole...
Following up on a discovery they should have turned over to detectives, they end up on a drug cartel's hit list, which ratchets up the stakes in a tale that's already been pretty drum tight with tension.
Partner! Bro, you all good?
Yeah.
We're shooting our way out of here, bro.
Writer-director David Ayer isn't trying to break new ground in End of Watch. The elements he employs are plenty familiar, including that TV-style minicam footage that lets the audience ride shotgun, shootouts pumped up by Red Bull and coffee, even the buddy banter that tells you these guys would lay down their lives for each other. But Ayer is serving all of it up, not just with the kind of urgency he's so good at, but with an emotional undercurrent that makes it feel remarkably real. End of Watch is one thriller where the adrenaline rush, considerable as it is, serves character, which turns out to be considerable, too. I'm Bob Mondello.